I have a really great husband. He does a lot around the house. He does do things, but like if I need him to do like a big thing, changing out a window or renovating a bathroom, he does it really raunchy and sloppy and fast and cheap. But when he does it for other people...
Oh, I think hubby's in big trouble. All right, hang on. We're going to hear the rest of that story from Debbie. Dr. Randy here, along with Jennifer and Steven. We're live in our Intentional Living studio today, unpacking some real-life questions from real people from all around the country who are struggling with marriage and family and questions about life and want to know how an intentional living in Christ can make a difference in their life and what does that mean. And that's what we're talking about today. We're going to be getting to these callers in a moment, and we'll hear the rest of Debbie. And then John's coming up, feels like an absolute failure as a father. And we'll see if we can encourage him as well. If you're new to Intentional Living, it's a part of the Ministry of Family Life Radio and our Intentional Life Media. And we're dedicated to helping us live every day intentionally in Christ, not about perfection. It's about living intentionally, getting out of the procrastination rut. Boy, we can fall into that. I do often. We got to pull ourselves out of that every day, having one thing that moves us closer to living the way God intended for us to be in our lives. Not perfect, but with less regret, more joy, and more of experiencing Christ in our life every day. And we turn that into some really practical teaching. And I want to thank those of you who've been praying for us, supporting the ministry, standing with us here at Intentional Living, especially during this really critical month that is sort of our gathering, our fundraising month to build up the community a little bit more to help us make sure that Intentional Living can continue. And so we've opened our phone lines just for those of you who are calling to become a part and sharing a gift for the ministry of Intentional Living today. And our staff are ready to go. You know the number, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And for each who are calling to say, hey, I want to be a part of this, I want to reach more people for Christ, now more than ever we need to do that. We're sending you the entire Bible. It's the intentional word, but it's in chronological order, unlike any other Bible you may have ever seen. And you say, well, maybe I've seen it. I even have it. Well, you can share it with someone else. It's our gift to you to say thanks for joining us in monthly support or increasing that support as you call 888-888-1717. By the way, our friend from Phoenix who had a $1,000 match yesterday that was met wants to do it again. And so to get started, everybody who calls right now, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar for Intentional Living. All right? Okay. 30 minutes. This is it. 888-888-1717. Let's get to the rest of Debbie's question for us today.
Hi, Randy. My name is Debbie. I have a really great husband. He does a lot around the house. He does do things, but like if I need him to do like a big thing, changing out a window or renovating a bathroom, he does it really raunchy and sloppy and fast and cheap. But when he does it for other people, he does like this spectacular, pristine job. And it's just so frustrating to me because I don't know what he's looking for, and he doesn't either. He doesn't have an answer on why he doesn't do it.
Yes, disrespectful, isn't it? That's what you're feeling. He's clearly capable of it. Let's face it, some of us, come on, guys, some of us, we could do the very best job we possibly could to remodel the bathroom, and it still would look crummy, right? So that's a different story. But if you're saying, hey, he just doesn't care, he just doesn't worry about it, you got to sit down with your husband and talk about how, you know, what's going on. And him saying, that's a cop-out. I don't know why that's true, you know. Maybe it could be that, like some people, what was that old saying about the children? It was an old-time saying about the one who fixed shoes. It was the children of the shoe repairmen that always had the worst shoes, you know. Cobbler's children. Yeah, that's what it was. In other words, when I do a job for someone, I know I'm going to be evaluated. I know if that's going to affect my income. I know that if I don't do it really well for you, that it's going to affect the next job where I can come home and just do it for my wife and just get it done. It's okay. I don't worry about it. So maybe it's something like that, which should be addressed. But if it's more of, hey, I just don't care, that's certainly an issue. All right. Thank you. Hey, just before we go to John has a question for me. Frankly, feeling like a failure. We're going to get to him in a moment. I think we all know if we've plugged in at all what's going on in the world today. And that we would be remiss if we didn't say we're going to stop later in the show like I did yesterday and pray for the people of Israel today. Some of the stories I'm hearing that have been coming through have just been horrendous. You know, the Bible talks about praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And I know it seems a long ways away, 7,000-8,000 miles. But for those of us who have walked the streets of Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, like I have, and met the people, we know today in that very tiny little spot, smaller than some of the smaller states in this country, surrounded by those who frankly have said, we're going to drive you into the sea. We need to pray for these people. You know what? We got Christian brothers and sisters there today who are trying to minister. There are churches. There are people who are reaching out to the Jewish community and to the other communities in Israel. We need to pray for their protection. You know, there are tour groups there right now from churches across America and around the world who are probably stuck in Israel. We need to pray for their safety. And we'll do that a little bit later in the show, okay? My promise at the end of the show today. Because our heart is hurting and aching for those who are being affected today. All right, let's carry on here. I think John has a question for me. Apparently, John, you're feeling like a complete failure. What set that off for you?
February of last year, my wife decided that she was just no longer in love with me after 17 years of marriage and kicked me out of the house. And at that time, kept my daughter, spread a lot of lies. But by the grace of God, in September, my daughter decided to come live with me. But I'm still having a lot of the feelings that, one, I'm a failure in my marriage, that I couldn't save my marriage. Yeah. Two, that I'm not a good enough father because of things that have happened with my daughter. And I'm finding it a struggle. I am plugged into a church. Me and my daughter are praying every night together. We are going to, you know, Bible study together. But I'm still not feeling worthy or good enough.
Yeah, listen, Satan will use your feelings, my friend. When we focus on the past, and come on, we all have got a past. I don't care who you are. I mean, what you've done, no matter how saintly you think you are, we all have a past. And Satan loves to grab us and drag us back into the past, because in the past, it's sort of like a valley of regret. Man, all of us say, I should have, or I shouldn't have, or why didn't I? Isn't that true, Jennifer? Yeah. I mean, we all have that. Sometimes it's little things, sometimes it's big things. Sometimes it's the repetition of bad habits in our life that we continue to wrestle with. Listen, God loves you, John. He cares for you. And then you go on to talk about my daughter and I are having prayer together and involved in church and we're doing positive things. Really pray and focus on the future. Focus on today. Focus on that relationship with your daughter. And don't allow the past to drag you down, because Satan loves to do that. I have found that the further we get away from this moment in time, Satan loves to reside. He loves to discourage us about the future. And he loves to create regret about the past. And those two pressure points push in on us, discouragement and regret, to cause us to feel stuck in this moment. There's freedom in this moment. Intentional living, John, and for everybody who's listening, freedom in this moment is in Jesus Christ. We're not perfect. He loves us. He sent his son to die for us. And all we teach here at Intentional Living is this. We can't be intentional enough for God to love us more. We can't be intentional enough to get more saved than we are today. It's not because of our intentionality that God loves us more or that we get saved. It's because of his intentionality toward us. God intentionally loves you. I did a whole session on God's intentional love. It's huge. We see it all throughout Scripture. You felt it at times in your life. And it's because of knowing that his intentional love is so powerful in our life that we're able to use that to help us understand the power of living intentionally for him every day. There are folks in the country today, men and women, single, young and old, retired, businesses who say, we know what this message means and the impact it's getting in the lives of people, and we want to help reach more people for Christ with it. Now, here's the need. The need every day between now and the end of this month is an additional $4,500 in people joining us in annual support, monthly support, single gifts to help us carry on. You know what that is? That's a total of about $85,000 for the month. And we're a little over 11,000, 12,000 now on the way there. Thank you. But I'm just going to throw out there today, would you think big and join us in a big way to be a part of this? And our friend in Phoenix is saying, hey, we'll match the first 1,000, everything up to the first 1,000. You give, it'll be matched dollar for dollar. Whatever you give, as you call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And I'm going to get the Intentional Word Chronological Bible for everybody joining us monthly. I'm going to get the Intentional Word Chronological Bible for those of you who will share that $500 gift or $1,000 gift. We're going to make sure you receive our monthly teaching and all 10 of these special hand-picked personal growth, spiritual growth videos will be coming to you online just as a way of saying thank you for your support. But you need to call or go online right now. 888-888-1717. Thank you for that call. 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Mark did in Hazlitt, gave a gift of $100. Thank you, Mark. Debbie in Overbrook, Kansas, joined us with $200. Here's Wendy in Midland, Michigan. And they're sharing, they're going to be sharing a dollar a day. And that's $30 a month from Michigan. Jason and Wendy, both of them. Thank you. Thank you guys for standing in support of the ministry right now. Everything being matched, you're also going into the drawing that'll be going on later this month for that $2,000 shopping spree. And everybody's included. And it'll be a small pool because of just intentional living drawing at the end of the month. So don't miss out. Everybody's included. Pray for us. Support us with the best gift if you can. We appreciate it. 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Well, my question is, I don't know whether to end or fix this relationship. It's with my in-laws. I dated my husband for 11 years before we got married. We were married for 7 years, and he's recently passed away. But this entire time, I have always felt like they have never accepted me. I've always felt rejected.
Well, we'll find out the rest of Joni's challenge, and we'll give her some help from Intentional Living in about 2 minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living. And we'll be right back. Standing strong in a world that's so far from God is difficult, especially when we're called to love people who don't love us back. During our fall fundraiser, when you support the Ministry of Intentional Living, you'll receive part one of Dr. Randy's three-part series on intentional living titled Intentional Living in a Dying Culture, where you'll learn how to stand strong during chaotic cultural times. When you give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, you'll get the teaching and other intentional living tools sent directly to your inbox each month, along with this month's exclusive offer of the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. You'll also get Dr. Randy's top 10 personal growth videos. And during our fall fundraiser, if you give or just tell us you're praying for us, you'll be entered to win a $2,000 shopping spree provided by generous friends of the ministry and not your donations. Your support of this ministry helps people live intentional lives for Christ. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Good to do that. Thank you for that reminder, Kurt. And let me just add to that. Our friend in Phoenix said, here's the deal. Only for the next until, you know, during the show here right now, in the next 15 minutes, every gift being matched, doubled. Dollar for dollar. And that means when you call, you give a dollar a day, that's $360 for the year, it's matched. And you've basically taken about one third of the that particular goal, that challenge. Three people right now at a dollar a day, you and two others, maybe someone joining us with a $500 gift, whatever God lays on your heart, let's do this. The Intentional Word Chronological Bible, our teaching material, everything to stand in support of you, standing by with our love and appreciation for your support. How do I do that, Randy? Call 888-888-1717. Our team ready to take your calls, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Appreciate it a whole lot. Thanks for doing that. All right. Want to hear the rest of Joni's challenge with in-laws there in Kansas. Joni, go right ahead. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I don't know whether to end or fix this relationship. It's with my in-laws. I dated my husband for 11 years before we got married. We were married for 7 years, and he's recently passed away. But this entire time, I have always felt like they have never accepted me. I've always felt rejected. I've always felt like I've dealt with a lot of manipulation and passive-aggressive behavior. We don't argue or anything like that, and the relationship can seem friendly to someone who's on the outside, but I always sense that there's something wrong. I feel very uneasy. Sometimes their behavior toward me privately is just not right.
All right, let me ask this question. Are there grandkids?
Well, we're, you know, far away. They live in another place, and so they miss them. They do ask for pictures. The thing is that recently I've tried calling them, and they don't return the calls. They send gifts maybe at a birthday or Christmas, and that's it. And that concerns me because I feel like the relationship between their grandchildren and them is suffering. So I really don't know what to do.
Mm. I hear you, Joni. A lot of people can relate to that when it comes to in-law relationships. And so I would really encourage you to understand the bigger picture here. You got grandkids involved. The Bible teaches us, to the extent possible, we're to live at peace with everyone. I believe as followers of Christ, we need to bend over backward in terms of maintaining, when possible, a relationship because of things like grandkids and kids and family for God's glory and, of course, the benefit of those that we love. That doesn't mean we don't have boundaries, but I'll tell you two things. One is adjust your expectations. For whatever reason, maybe you'll never understand completely. The relationship isn't the way you'd like it to be or you expected it to be or want it to be. And so adjusting your expectations some can be very helpful. Secondly, to the extent that you can, even though they're miles away, maintain that relationship. Cards, emails, texts, pictures, notes of encouragement. I'll tell you what, I've seen it over and over. When someone breaks down the wall and starts to initiate the relationship in a positive way, when they initiate that in a positive way, amazing things can happen. And so can I encourage you to make it a goal, not just for 30 days, not a 30-day challenge, but maybe through the rest of this year, to say, I'm going to intentionally reach out to those in-laws, and I'm going to love on them, talk to them, encourage them in whatever way I can, and expect very little back. That really is an example of what intentional living is all about. Life is so short. We see what's going on right now in Israel. Family, I've been listening to some of these stories. These families are decimated. They would give anything to be able to hold that in-law again, or that child, or that parent, or that spouse. And their lives have been radically altered. We have an opportunity today, and we live in a place where we can reach out and care for people. We have the technology to do that. Intentional living is here to help you have less regrets in your life and find success in the things that really matter, in your parenting, your marriage, your finance, your work, and your health, for God's glory. That's our message every day. And I thank those of you who are standing up to help us. We have a friend in Phoenix who said they're going to match everything up to $1,000, right? Barbara just stood up. Well, maybe she wasn't standing up, but she picked up the phone and she called and she gave a pledge from San Luis Obispo, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, by the way, a gift of $1,000 for the ministry. Thank you, Barbara, to say in essence, hey, listen, I want to do what our friend in Phoenix is doing. And can I just throw out, maybe someone right now would say, I want to do what Barbara just did. I want to stand alongside of Barbara with that $1,000 with another $1,000. And I thank you, Barbara, for setting the tone today to help us to get to where we need to get. You know, we have only about 10 minutes left in the show for today. And your support is huge for a ministry within a ministry. That's what it is. Intentional Living is a ministry within a ministry. And our budget, we don't borrow money, and what comes in goes back out to reach people for Christ. And Barbara, that's where it's going to go. And of course, we'll get you the chronological Bible. You're included in the drawing, and we'll start sending you the teaching and all of that as well. Come and join us. Phone lines are ready for you. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Well, I have been a single dad that has my kids 365, 24/7 for the last 13 and a half years. And I've had to be mom and dad, and I'm not used to that. And I need something with them now being 13 and 14 years old that I don't lose my cool with them.
All right. We're going to hear the rest of Chad's challenge and some help from Intentional Living coming up in just a minute or two.
Intentional love. It's the key to opening up intimacy and closeness in your life and marriage.
What's the process to build an intentional marriage? The reality is there should be a great big sign across our foreheads on the day we get married that says, assembly required.
Join Dr. Randy Carlson for laughter and inspiration at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night.
It's good to get some updated advice and information to help us with our marriage.
To grow closer in our relationship and just come away with some ideas and some techniques that we can use.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, and I want to invite you to the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, celebrating marriage and giving you the secrets to what intentional love can do to create intimacy, closeness, and unity in your marriage.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
All right, less than a month to go and over 80% sold out. Listen, we don't want you to miss out. November 4th, Albuquerque, all the proceeds going to the ministry, lives being changed. It's going to be a fun night and a positive night. This is for married couples. Come on out. Get the grandparents to watch kids. You come on out, and we're gonna just unpack some things. It'll be relaxing and fun, but also very challenging. Is about how we are to live our lives intentionally in our marriage. November 4th, Albuquerque. Go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. Just before we get back to that question from Chad, call just came in. Listen, Carol, thank you, Alamoso, Colorado. Another beautiful place. We got beautiful spots checking in here. $500 for intentional living. Thank you so much, Carol. Listen, that's going to go a long ways. The Intentional Word Chronological Bible is coming your way and our teaching. You're making a difference. Can I challenge someone right now to come along and stand with Barbara at $1,000 or Carol with $500 and say, I want to be challenged to do the same? For God's glory, would you do that right now? Or whatever God lays on your heart, your monthly support is going to make a difference. And by the way, everybody who calls, hey, listen, if you call in and say, hey, we'll be praying for you, we want to include you in that drawing coming up later in the month for that $2,000 gift card for groceries. So don't miss out. If you're able to give the best gift you can, boy, we really appreciate it. Just call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. We appreciate it. All right, Chad, go right ahead with your question today.
Well, I have been a single dad that has my kids 365, 24/7 for the last 13 and a half years. And I've had to be mom and dad, and I'm not used to that. And I need something so that with them now being 13 and 14 years old that I don't lose my cool with them. Something that I can eliminate, either walk away. I need something that I can remember to do, a constant reminder of, I've only got the next 4 years with them for them being in the house, and then they're going to go out on life on their own, and I want the last 4 years to be the best years they have with their dad.
Yeah, well, let's see. There's your intention. It's a very good intention. Now you want to have the living part of it where you're following through. What is one thing that has worked for you that's helped? If you were just to pick one.
3 years ago, we started going to church. And I was born and raised in a church, like all the way until my parents got divorced. And things were getting progressively worse. And we started going back to church. And that one thing right there has gotten better. But I don't want to settle with that. I know there's got to be something more. And I'm having trouble finding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we're all different. Sometimes it can be something like a wristband that I wear that reminds me of one thing. And in fact, my friend... If you get in touch with us, I'll make sure you get that. It could be a wristband. It could be, people have little ways of remembering things. But once it becomes a habit in your life, it can change your life. And it sounds like you've already started down that path, getting back into church. Half the battle of really making a change in our life is have enough want to, that we're willing to take the effort to put together whatever it is to remind us to have the do-do. Well, I mean that kind of do-do, right? Do the do. Whatever it is in your life that you know you need to do for God's glory, that you're going to do it. And for all of us, let's face it, habits are developed over time. When we fall down, we pick ourselves back up and we keep going. And we don't stop. That really comes down to what intentional living is all about. Living our lives in such a way that God gets the glory, those around us get the benefit, and we always get the encouragement. That's what it is. Well, we're wrapping up the show. We need to pray for our friends in Israel today. Many of you probably have friends there, literally. People that we know, my wife Don and I, in Israel. We need to pray for the safety. We need to pray for the violence to stop. And we also need to pray that people will recognize that our only hope is in Jesus Christ. We need to pray for the safety and for the peace of Jerusalem, this small country. Isn't it interesting biblically how the whole world today, every camera in the world is focused on this small spot on the planet that is so central to Scripture. Let's pray for the folks today. Lord, we do pray that evil will be defeated and destroyed today, that your name, in whatever way it can, will be lifted up. Your Spirit will move across the land and people will be drawn to you. We pray for the families, for Christian leaders, for those in making decisions in our government and the governments in the Middle East. We pray that your will be done as history continues to unfold. Ultimately, our hope is in you. And today, as we see this going on in the world, we're reminded that you are an intentional God with intentional love for us. And we have our hope in you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're out of here for today. Thank you for joining us. I will tell you this. The phone lines continue to be open during West Coast business hours. Please don't miss out on being a part of the ministry. We need your help. You'll get into the drawing. Everybody's included and so on. Call 888-888-1717. Or if it's more convenient, go to theintentionallife.com. More tomorrow right here from Intentional Living. We'll see you then.